Well, hey guys, this is Joey and Ray with Senior Marketing Specialists, and this is A Human Connection. I have been extraordinarily blessed over my career to meet some really fascinating and successful people, and I get to now bring those conversations to you. So I hope that we can all learn and grow from each other. I hope you enjoy. Excited to be able to bring to you guys another edition of A Human Connection. And today we are honored with not only one special, amazing human, but we actually get a two for one episode here today. So we have the distinct pleasure of introducing to you, this is Cindy Stoneham and Amy Roop. They are partners of the Stoneham Agency, and we have known them for many, many, many years. But the one thing, so not only are each of them a leader and successful in their own right, but they also happen to be mother and daughter and business partners. So I thought, what better way to talk about the upcoming Mother's Day than with two fabulous mothers, two fabulous business partners, and two fabulous leaders. So welcome, Amy and Cindy. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no, this is going to be a lot of fun. So the way I always like to start out is for everybody to get to know you a little bit from a business standpoint, and then we'll get to the good stuff. But why don't each of you, Cindy, why don't you start? Just kind of give us your little bit of bio, how you got into the business, how long you've been in the business, and kind of what drew you to this market.
Well, I started in the business quite by accident. We invited my life insurance agent to the house to discuss our life insurance. And throughout that appointment, you know, of course you visit and you have conversations, and he looked at me and he said, "Have you ever thought about going into insurance?" And I was a stay-at-home mom and ran a daycare business out of my home. So had not ever thought about that. And so he kind of planted a seed in my mind. And it wasn't a year later that, you know, you kind of come, you know, when it's time to move on to do something different. And my children were already in elementary school, and they didn't need me to be at home all day. So I thought, well, you know, maybe I should look into that. So I did. I got my license, and no one warned me that when you get your insurance license, that you become a very popular person, kind of like Medicare beneficiaries today. Your mailbox fills with invitations to come in for job offers. Yeah. So that was very intriguing to me. And so I kind of went through all those offers and determined that if I worked with the senior market, I could be out during the daytime while my children were at school. And then I could be home when they got home from school, and I could get them off the bus and put them on the bus the next morning. So that worked really well with our lifestyle. And so that's kind of how I got started in the business.
Yeah, that's awesome. Miss Amy, what about you?
A little bit different. I grew up in the business pretty much. I stuffed envelopes in college. I reviewed drug plans in the basement. So I kind of, one could say, cut my teeth on Medicare.
Yeah.
So I got my license after college and started with a different insurance company and got my feet wet in the business. And then realized that it would probably be best if I was a broker to offer more insurance companies. Things kind of fell into place in a strange way. It took me going through some losing my best friend and then changing careers to start working full time with my mom. And it could not have been better. I was a little nervous about how things were going to go working with my mom. But oh my gosh, it has been the most amazing time.
Oh, that's wonderful. So was there ever, so when you were going through college, was there something else in your mind other than insurance, or was that kind of always the plan?
It was my plan B. Yeah. It was my backup plan. I knew I wanted to do something with business. I took business classes, knew that I wanted to be a businesswoman, much like my mom. I just didn't know what yet. So that was always, you know, I got to see my mom kind of trailblaze and move through all of these career paths, not so much working just for one company, but creating her own business. And I got to see that. And like she said, even the hours were really nice. And she had always told me, you know, Amy, these baby boomers are coming and it's really going to be a good career path for you if you want. She never pressured me. She always just said, you know, this is what's happening in my industry. And so it was really a no-brainer for me. Once I settled down and found my way here, I'm thrilled that it worked out that way.
Yeah. So on your side then, Cindy, what was that like for you when she started in the business and then decided that this was the place that she should hang her hat? What was that feeling like?
Pure joy. Pure joy. It really was, because Amy brings, like you mentioned, a different generation to the agency. She is younger than me. She has a fresh brain. She was fresh out of college. She had all of these great ideas, and she knew more about the internet and the computers and all of the electronic part of the business. She just brought so much to the agency. I mean, it was joyful. I mean, it was, you know, because when you work by yourself for years and years and years, you find the little things that work and you continue to do those. And when it's successful, you don't always continue to go out and look for more, better and better and better. I know some people do that, but that is not Cindy's personality. You know, I have always, worked to make a living, not lived to work. And so my family has always been the number one reason that I go to work every day. Mm-hmm. You know, I still love my job. I love all my clients. I love this industry, but that wasn't the purpose. The purpose was so that I could take care of my family, basically. Mm-hmm. And so she really, I mean, it just lit a fire under us, basically. It really did. We would brainstorm and think up great new ideas and little ways to tweak the business and our agency to make it function better. Just she brought all of that to it. And so I truly do not believe we'd be sitting in this office today if it wasn't for Amy coming to work.
Yeah. That's got to feel pretty good to hear.
I really feel that way. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
My path was very similar, Amy, to yours. I went to school for business. I knew I wanted to be in business. I knew I wanted to be a businesswoman. I knew I wanted to work in a big, tall office building. I thought maybe St. Louis or Kansas City, but one of the things that I followed my mother, she was a business teacher. So she wasn't in the business, but she was teaching the young men and women to go out into the business world. And one of the things that she always, there's probably a lot of things that she was teaching me that she didn't realize she was teaching, right? We just kind of pick up on some of those things. But one of the things that I observed and I learned through watching her teach her students and advise her students is just what you said, Amy or Cindy, that so many business owners, so kudos to you, Cindy, for accepting Amy's new ideas, fresh ideas, new concepts, new technology, because that was one of the pieces of advice my mom always gave is if you walk into a business and everything has been the same for the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever label you want to put on it, walk right back out because that probably means that they're not open and receptive. And boy, if anything, over the last, you know, 2 years, 3 years, we've learned is you've got to be able to pivot. You've got to be able to figure out what's coming down the pike. You've got to figure out what your clients need, not just what you want or think your clients have always needed. So just a big shout out to you, Cindy, for allowing that. We worked with a quick little story and then we'll get back to you guys. We worked with a grandfather, grandson, who was passing his business, this business, but his grandfather now has hired not only his son, but now his grandson. And it was interesting to watch the two of them and their dynamics because they were kind of missing something. They didn't have the ability to accept what both of you have figured out how to accept, which is, Amy, there's so many things you can learn from your mother about relationships and building those clients and doing the right thing and all of that, that this grandson wasn't, all he was seeing was grandpa does it the old way. He doesn't understand this. We got to do it this way today. And same with grandfather, wasn't quite seeing the same perception of growth that his grandson was seeing is coming into this business. So again, that's a, you guys said that, like, that's just normal. So I wanted to highlight that that's maybe not normal. So kudos to both of you for seeing that, what the other brings. And because that's hard. Partnerships are hard. I don't care if you're two people that met at Harvard or your mother, daughter, father, son, it doesn't matter. Partnerships are hard. And so kudos to you guys both for seeing the other perspective, which is what I want to really dig into, which is different generations come at business, come at running a business, working with clients completely differently. Sometimes maybe you're not as different as maybe the generational thing would make you think, but walk us through what has maybe been some of the hardest things for you guys to come together on from a generational standpoint, or some of the things that were, that you each learned from the other.
Well,
sorry, that's a loaded question.
Yeah, no, I think it's so strange how we've come together and worked so well together. And I contribute a lot of that to trust. I trust that she has been here and she knows what she's doing. And she trusts that I have researched it because I'm an overthinker. And when I bring something to her and say, this is the way we should do it, she's like, you know what? Teach me it. Let's do it. We'll figure it out. But the one thing that helps us work, we have a little bit different paths when we take care of our clients, but the main thing that I always remember my mom teaching me from day one is if you take care of the client, then you will be taken care of. And so it's always been our number one priority. And I know it sounds cliche or whatever, but that's what has gotten us here is always, I mean, besides our family, family's always first, but when we are talking about how to make our business better, it's always, how can we take care of the client better? How can we make it easier for them to understand this form better? Or, you know, how can we get their meds lower? Just things like that. But it's really always putting them first. And that's, I think, both of our main focus. I do it a little bit differently. My brain's a little bit more analytical, whereas she, I can hear in here telling stories and giving examples of when she was a kid and, you know, things like that. But yeah, we're a little bit different, but I think our goal is the same.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And I think that is probably the absolute secret to any good partnership, whether that's marriage, friendship, partnership in business, what have you, is that the end goal is the same. And then everything else just becomes easier. You don't have to wonder, why am I making this decision or should I make this decision? You go right to, is this good for the client?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how we make the decision. I love that. Cindy, what would you think?
Amy said it so well.
You might have to repeat the question. You know, she's a generation older than me.
Listener.
Yeah. So there was a lot of different questions in there. So go whichever direction you want. But the first question is just from a generational standpoint, where did you guys feel like you had the biggest hits or misses? And then what do you feel like has been the glue, if you will, that has made the partnership work?
I think Amy said it very well. We really don't have a lot of misses.
Nah.
We don't have arguments. We don't, you know, that just doesn't happen here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think we all respect each other so much that when someone's having a, you know, nobody has great days every day. And sometimes we come in and we didn't sleep the night before because a baby was up sick or whatever. And we just kind of all step back and let that person have a little space for the day. We do. I mean, we really do.
Yeah.
Because we understand and we're very supportive of each other. And if there's, you know, Amy knows if there's ever anything I can do to help make her life easier, she just has to ask. And I'm the same way. So we really support each other a lot. It's more like, I don't know, like we're hanging out at home or something.
Like one big
together.
Family.
Yeah, we really, it's like that. And I think really the number one worry that I have always is that because I've been in this industry for 27 plus years, I always fear, and I know this is happening and I know that it won't happen forever, is that Amy's kind of in my shadow. And I feel like I have this beautiful little rosebud that is just shaded by me. And so I try as much as I can to step back, and let the sun shine on her. Because she has so much to offer. Yeah. She's just a wonderful broker. She's wonderful with her clients. She is. I mean, and so that's one of the things that I enjoy is when I do get the opportunity to step back and let the sun shine on her. I like to just watch. It just makes me happy to watch. So
that's awesome. I love that. I love the whole analogy there.
It's hard for the child of someone to come into that business and feel like their opinion matters and that their ideas matter. And so I let her run with whatever she, you know, if it's a good idea, go with it, do it. You know, I'll watch. You let me know how that works out. So,
it's been fun being in the shadow though. I'll tell you that much. We've gotten to do a lot of fun things being in the shadow. So I'm okay with that.
So let's stay on that for a second. How do your customers feel, Cindy, you know, once you gain a customer, the loyalty there is amazing with everything that you do for your customers. Was it hard to start pushing some of them more toward Amy, or maybe Amy, you're taking new customers, or kind of walk us through how that has transpired?
Well, it's not hard because many times, because I am 62 years old, my clients will ask me, well, are you going to be retiring soon? You know, we've found this agency that we love, and are you going to close up shop and go away like their doctors do sometimes? Mm-hmm. And I've always told them all, don't you worry one bit about it. I have my replacement right over there in that office right next door. And I said, she's been doing this for more than 10 years. She can take excellent care of you. And also, this year in 2022, I'm taking an extra day or two off during the week. And so clients have grown getting used to if Amy can answer their questions or whatever. So we're kind of slowly getting everybody used to that. It may be 5 years or 10 years. I don't know before I actually am not here anymore. But we just, you know, slowly introduce them to Amy and to Shauna also. And so I think it's not going to be any big deal when I'll just come in and water the house plants and dig around in the refrigerator. And
there you go.
Yeah.
That does remind me of a funny story. So we have some other FMO friends that it was the father handing his business down to the son. And then he was well past retirement age and he would still come in every now and then just to, like you said, water the flowers, check on things, bring the mail, whatever. And they had added so many new people that a lot of the people didn't even know who this person was. And the son kind of forgot to keep introducing him, you know, because his dad just pops in. And literally some of the people thought he was like the janitor, or they thought he was like some crazy neighbor that they couldn't get rid of. That's awesome. So make sure all the new people know who you are.
Okay, I'll get a name tag. Plant
there
monitor,
you go.
Plant manager.
Exactly. I think I cut you off, Amy. You're getting ready to say
something. Oh, that's okay. No, I was just going to say it's interesting because we've always kept track of our referrals. We like to do that. So whoever, if you know, Cindy's client refers someone, they see Cindy. If my client refers someone, they see me. And so it's always interesting the first time I get to talk to one of Cindy's clients. They're like, oh, okay, well, you actually do know what you're talking about. And then I think because we're family members, I think they have a little bit of trust right off the bat. But then once they know that, okay, she has been in the business for a while, they're a little bit more trusting. So I don't think when the time comes to transition mom to plant manager, I don't think it's going to be a difficult transition. I'll be very busy, but luckily for us, my sister-in-law, her daughter-in-law is the office manager. And so she just got her broker license. And so she's going to be stepping up to help out as well.
Oh, nice. Definitely keeping it in the family then. Yeah. That's awesome. I love that. And I bet your clients love that too. There's just something about a family business that's so, I don't know, it's that comforting, right? It's,
they do.
It's like walking in and seeing, there's just a different energy in the air.
Yes.
I think too, it feels more comfortable. It feels different than walking into a, you know, I'm not going to say any names because I don't want to put anybody down, but like a bigger corporate,
right,
sterile environment. So good
and
job.
And we really promote that too. We let them know that they may come by our office sometime and there might be little grandkids running around. And
oh, they probably hate that, right?
We just lay it out there because that's how we want to live our life. And we want them to know that we are a family agency and sometimes the grandkids are hanging around and that's the way it is. And we love
COVID
it.
Years.
Yeah, we love it. And we hope you love it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're the legacy. They're the next generation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Well, and our clients were referred by friends or family as well. So
right,
a lot of times their whole family comes here. Mm-hmm. Our family's right here. We're all just one big family. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice.
Have you guys, from a business aspect, I'm so curious. And again, we know each other really well and work really closely, but for everybody listening, how did the year of 2020 and since change, or did it change the way your business is run, the way you process things, the way your customers interact with you? Did anything that happened that year that kind of forced us to maybe make some changes? There's a lot of good things that came out of COVID, a lot of good things, good enhancements that came out of lockdown and all of that. But did you guys change anything in a big way?
Luckily, we had made a lot of changes like almost right at the beginning of 2020. We were a little bit slow to get on the electronic application bandwagon. So that really forced us to do that. And then the changes were really just getting used to our new telephone system. We had, things were really set in place. Our business was very busy. Mm-hmm. I thank our office staff. They just really stepped up. We had a lot more mail. We mailed things out to people instead of sitting in the office with people so that they could touch and feel things. We put it in the mail and mailed it to them before our appointment. But I think it went pretty smooth.
It went very smooth. I mean, we were thinking we were going to kind of get the summer off.
Yeah.
And that's what we kind of thought. Wow, yeah. Was it totally the opposite of that? That was our busiest year, I think, ever.
To date.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
But fortunately for us, we had done those upgrades with our phone system, and we really were ready. We were ready for it when it happened.
We didn't even know what we were ready for.
Right. We were just ready.
Right.
All of us worked from home, but we had a group chat going all day long on our phones, and it just really went as smooth as it possibly could have for us, I think.
Yeah. Well, that is not by accident. That means that you were prepared, that you did have the right systems in place. You did have the right mindset in place to be able to pivot and go to where your customers needed you to go. I think that was, you know, hopefully there are business classes all over the country that are studying businesses and who made it during 2020 and who didn't and why. Mm-hmm. And I think so much of that I've seen anyway, was the ability to pivot. Mm-hmm. If you are a business and you have run your business this way, and this is the only way you know to run your business, then all of a sudden some factor in that changes, like your customer can't walk in anymore or is told they should go over there instead of over there, whatever it was. And you don't have a plan B, you don't have a next course of action. That's unfortunately, you know, why so many didn't.
Yeah. Had it been 2019, it would have been a different story.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys touched on too, the ability for you, Cindy, to have the trust in Amy, and you, Amy, to have that similar trust in Cindy. Again, those don't come by accident. You guys have worked very hard. I've seen only a glimpse of what you guys have gone through to make sure from a legal standpoint that succession is set up correctly. And again, we don't need to get into anybody's privacy here, but It's a lot, right? It
is a lot.
We're having a hail storm right this second.
Oh, no.
So I hope you can hear it all. Okay.
No, I don't hear it at all.
Okay.
I just had to turn you up a little bit.
Oh, no. Well, it was dark and gloomy when I came in here, so we're probably getting it. You guys always send your weather straight to us, so we'll get it in about an hour probably. But what I was saying is the ability for you, Cindy, to have that peace of mind, to sleep so well at night in your position of having built this company, and you know in every facet that it's now going to be taken care of for the next generation and the one after that. That doesn't just happen by the two of you having a conversation. There are, what, months, I would say, of work that go into each of you understanding, working with your own attorneys, your own finance people. And then guess what? There's all the carriers.
Right.
Your income as an agent is based on a carrier paying you. And a carrier is only going to pay based on how that contract is set up. And so, again, I'm not asking you to share anything other than just that process. Please let everybody know, in your words, how long has that taken? How long did you guys start talking about this before you started making some decisions?
Well, this goes back to Cindy's personality. She is always planning for what happens when she's not here. And it's not in a morbid way.
Right.
But she wants everything to be set up. And so she's been telling me where her keys are and what her passwords are and where her little black book is. For the last 10 years, I'm not kidding. So I knew the day would come when she would want to retire and live on the farm. So she's got the farm. So I know it's coming soon, maybe not so soon. But so I would say we really started the beginning of this year trying to get the finances straightened out and the succession planning really started. We met with your guys' office, and Rachel and Natalie have been godsends. I mean, I don't know how we would have done it without them. And so that was a huge help. But I would say we really started nailing it down the beginning of this year, and we're not done yet. It'll probably be, and we planned for it to be all of 2022. Mm-hmm. Because mom turned 63 in January of 2023. And so that's the magic 2-year number. And
Irma. Everybody hates Irma.
And that was our Medicare minds. That was why 2023 was our magic year. But I feel really good about where we're at. And I think we're going to be just fine for her to slowly kind of just step away. And everybody here will pick up more business and just keep going.
But you know what made me a grandma at the age of 40 or 35 or however young I was when I guess I was 33 when I started in this industry. But when you work with seniors every day that are at the last quarter of their life, you learn what has to be done. You learn the challenges. When I first started in this industry, I didn't even know what the word Medicare was. I didn't even know, had no clue. Well, you learn from your clients to get your trust set up. You know, you learn from them all the things that I needed to be doing to prepare for my family to carry on whenever I graduated from this life and moved on to the next. So all my clients are what planted all those seeds in my mind to help me.
That's a really good point.
And you see things that you sure don't want to happen to your family. And you see things that turned out very nicely for a beneficiary's family. And so I just learned from them.
That's a great idea. And I think many agents would, because we've seen it all as well. And we've seen those like yourself that have done everything right in the right order, in the right amount of time. And it may not seem like to you that that is the case, but believe me, when we see what we see, there's so many, Cindy, that still see that, but think, I'll do that next year. Or, I probably should talk to my son or my daughter someday about that. That someday conversation that many, many, many times always comes too late. So again, just big kudos to you guys. And again, reason main reason I wanted to hit on that is not to pry in your lives, but to make sure that everybody understands this is not something that you decide to do and then go to an attorney and drop some papers and boom, it's done. You said, Amy, I think this is going to be a 2022 process the entire year. Mm-hmm. The first 4 months of the year have been getting the carriers all straight as to what's happening, making sure your contracts are set up properly. That's the step that many agents miss. They think, I've got my attorney set up, I've got my accountant set up, my life insurance, my will, whatever. And that's just done. And unfortunately, that's just not the case. There's that next step of, oh yeah, I need to protect this income mm-hmm. that my family is going to depend on to make sure everything else happens. This income, which is all based on these carriers. So again, just kudos to you guys for doing things so right and in the right order and in the right steps. So let's talk about in the last few minutes that we have here, some fun things. What do you guys like to do? I see all the beautiful plants. Cindy, I know that you are the green thumb of the family. What do you guys like to do when you're not helping all of your clients out? What's a perfect fun day for you guys?
Oh, man, a perfect fun day. A perfect fun day for me is, well, it would be if I had Amy and all my grandkids, and we were all playing in the dirt.
Well, and let me say, since this is a Mother's Day mm-hmm. Themed, Mother's Day's coming up, that's what we do every Mother's Day. Tell mm-hmm. them.
You get every together and play in the dirt. Day,
for as long as I can remember, Amy and I have always just had this unspoken thing that we would spend the day planting flowers. And we have done that every year for as long as we both can remember.
I love that.
I just make sure that I either have a bunch ready to plant or whatever. Sometimes all we'll plant is one rose bush and then sit around and yak for the rest of the day or have a cookout. But we always plant something. We always get dirty. We play in the dirt. And that's just something we've both always enjoyed. And I hope we get to have many, many more of those.
And now she has the grandkids involved and they love planting. They've got little stations, even my 4-year-old. She fills them up halfway with dirt.
Yes.
I mean, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What are these stations? That's awesome.
Different seeds. Recently, yes. I had the kids for the weekend, and Maya is seven. And she, Presley's only 4, so she just made a little place over in the corner of the greenhouse and sat and played with her baby dolls. But Maya is 7, and she wanted to actually help. So she would fill up the containers with the soil and then I would plant them. And so we just had this little routine going. Maya was filling up the buckets and Presley filled up buckets. Presley was the bucket filler too. She got into that. She liked to put dirt in the buckets. Maya planted a bunch of flower seeds. I mean, it didn't really matter what we were doing. We were doing it together and everyone was interested. It's hard to find things that children are interested in this world today. I mean, if it's not on the television, sometimes kids, are bored with it, but they really got into it. So, we play in the,
I love that
plant. We plant.
So the goal is to be promoted from bucket filler to planter. Is that the next
step? Yes. Yes. Maya planted to potatoes and onions last weekend or the week before.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yeah. And so we had a great time with that. We got really dirty because it had rained the night before. Our shoes must have weighed 10 pounds. They were so heavy.
I love that.
But it was fun.
And I don't think there's any better lesson for kids than to watch where food comes from mm-hmm. and how, mm-hmm. what that process is like. And it's not just going to the grocery store and grabbing something off the shelf or sitting at a restaurant and it's magically comes in front of you. To see that process, I think is literally one of the most educational.
Tell her about
educational.
And her egg, or was it Maya and the egg? They took and showed it to the neighbor kids.
Oh yeah, the egg from the chickens. They showed the neighbor like it was a trophy or something. Oh, look at this egg. I mean, but back to the vegetables too, like you should see them just when it's harvest time, going out and picking a bag, those break up the peas and they're just eating peas out of a bag or tomatoes off the vine. Uh-huh. It's wonderful. Yeah. It's really, really
beautiful. Yeah, that's one of the, it's so funny you say that, Amy, because that's one of the neatest, I could go back right now if I close my eyes, I'm there. I'm 10 years old. My brothers and I got sent to the garden to go pick whatever for dinner, right? Pick some green beans, pick some strawberries. And we would come in with the bucket being half full, because by the time we got from the garden to the house, we had eaten.
Yes, just
our mouth, our whole mouths were red from strawberries.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had to try to lie to mom, and that's all we got. It was just this little bit.
Yeah. That's a pretty perfect day for us, is being in the garden.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. One of the things I like to do with my little, we paint rocks. So
it kind of does two different. Yes.
It does two different things. They're always, even if they're not with me, they're always looking for rocks that we could paint. So we have a little bucket at each of the houses that we, you know, save for good painting rocks. And then the 1.5-year-old can do it. The 3-year-old can do it. The 7-year-old gets into it. And, you know, we're just a mess by the end of it. But who cares?
So fun.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's just about the silliest little things sometimes that make the best memories.
Building the memories.
Well, one of the things I want to end on is one of the things that I always admired about you, Cindy. You talked about grandma camp. Mm-hmm. So tell everybody a little bit about that and what you guys planned for that.
Okay. Every year we have what we call cousins camp. So all four of my grandchildren, they come over and they spend a whole week with me. And we do all kinds of activities. One day we usually go to the water slide somewhere. They love the water. Yeah. And then I just figure out what activities, but the whole point of cousins camp is for me to get to spend enough time with them. My goal as their grandmother is to be able to look at their face and know what they're thinking. And if they're happy, if they're sad, if they don't feel well, if they want to tell me something, the excitement on their face, I won't ever know those things if I don't spend time with them. And so that's what grandma cousins camp is for me, is it gets me close to my grandchildren. It also gives them a chance to spend time with each other, the cousins, because life is very busy. They don't get to spend as much time together as I think they would like. So we get to do things together and spend time together. And, you know, it's really funny. It's a week long process. And the first day I'm completely exhausted and just wiped out. And everybody's just trying to find their way. And by the end of it, when it's over, we're all so sad because it's over. I'm crying. You know, sometimes the kids get teary too. It's just sad. We just don't want it to end because we had so much fun. So we look forward to it every year. We're
planning it right
we're
now.
We're planning it for the summer now.
I love it too.
Yes. You know,
I bet you do.
And it gives my children a chance to have some time to themselves. You know, go do something with the people that you enjoy their company. Go do grown-up things. I'll keep the kids for a week. You go do grown-up things and let me do kid things for a week.
Yeah.
So
I'm ready to have them back at the end of the week. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then everybody's happy to be. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. My parents always did that too. And one of the things I was always so amazed by, and I finally just asked my mom, because this was before cell phones and FaceTime and all of that when my kids were little, but she would take pictures or we would call each other on the phone each night and they would all just go on and on and on and on and on about their day. And everybody was happy and nobody fought and nobody cried. And I was like, Mom, how do you have all three of my kids there for an entire week and nobody fought, nobody cried, nobody got any scuffle. I was like, what is the difference? And she said something that has stuck with me. And as a mom, I try to live by it. And definitely as a grandma, I definitely live by it, which is she said, Joanne, when they're with you, they are on your schedule. It's time to get up and go. It's time to get up and do this. It's time to go here, go there, da da. Time to get to bed, get to bath, da da da. So we can do it all again tomorrow. She said, when they're here with me, we don't have a schedule. Mm-hmm. And I'm on their schedule. Grandpa and I are on their schedule. And if they want to go for a drive, we go for a drive. If they want to sit in the dirt, we sit in the dirt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that always meant so much to me of it's all about the time, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you slow down and actually look at your kids or your grandkids, Cindy, and know what's going on in their little heads, you don't get that in the fast paced, you know, life that we all live now and that our kids, you know, have to conform to our schedules. Mm-hmm. So I just, I think that's super important.
And I know too, because I've raised three children, that there are stages in our lives and right now they're young and moms can bring them to my house and force them to spend a week with me. But the day will come when they have their own lives and they won't have as much time for grandma as they do now. And so I know I need to cling to this and hang on to it because it won't be here forever. And so I always keep that in my mind. So
true. Yeah. So true. Well, what a great place, I think, for us to wrap up and be done. And I hope you guys have had half as much fun as I have watching the two of you, learning more about the two of you. What a great dynamic to be business partners, to be female leaders in this industry, to both be moms, to be mother and daughter. What a great time. As soon as somebody suggested we should do something around Mother's Day, I'm like, yes, I know just who I'm going to call too. So thank you guys.
Thank you, Joanne.
Yeah. Thank you guys. This has been a lot of fun and I hope that you guys enjoyed it and learned a little about maybe about each other today too. Sometimes when you're forced, if you will, to sit down and have these conversations, you might learn more than just a normal day. So congratulations on all your success. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And thank you guys so much. Yes, absolutely.
And thank you for everything.
I'll go play in the dirt.
You've been a huge reason for our success. So we really, really appreciate you, yourself, your agency.
Well, thank you, Amy. That means a lot. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, thank you.
But have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.